Chapter 2. William Danvers. One day, a city slicker named William Danvers arrived from the state of New York. How he made it across the country to the California border is anybody's guess. But there he was, pounding on Josie's door with a crumpled flyer in his hand. Josie read it with interest. She never got the chance to see what people were saying about her in far-flung parts of the nation. Josie invited Mr. Danvers into her kitchen. The man had traveled far, but she could tell he'd recently acquired a clean set of clothes and a shave. He shook her hand vigorously. "I've come a long ways," he said, "and I hear you're just the person to get me the rest of the way." "Where might you be heading?" Josie asked. "Why, wherever the gold might be hiding," Mr. Danvers replied. "And mind you, I don't want to end up in a place that's been all mined out. I hear there's untapped sources of gold that run deep. That's where I want to go." Josie assured Mr. Danvers that she could lead him to riches that were great indeed. But first, there was the matter of her fee. After they agreed to terms, they loaded the horses with supplies and headed out. Now, at first, Josie went in a general direction. After she'd had a chance to size up Mr. Danvers, she could pinpoint a specific destination. Josie soon realized Danvers would be an easy man to figure out. Boy, did he love to talk. There were times when Josie had to grit her teeth to get through all the chatter. But, as usual, some of it proved useful.